President Bush emphasized the U.S. war on terrorism in his State of the Union speech last night. He praised the work of the armed forces in Afghanistan over the past few months and outlined his budget for military spending. And the president cautioned that the war on terror is only beginning. President Bush's plans for the future concern news analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush ventured into some uncharted waters with a suggestion last night of possible preemptive action against countries like North Korea, Iran, and Iraq, designated as posing threats with weapons of mass destruction. This represents a significant expansion of the Bush anti-terrorism doctrine, presumably in response to dangers more immediate than had been realized. In addition, the president suggested that the United States was ready to intervene against organizations in the terrorist underworld, like Hamas in Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon, if local authorities didn't. It is hard to account for this sudden assertion of tough-minded unilateralism. In fact, North Korea has suspended the testing of long-range missiles. Iran has been working on nuclear development, but is not believed to be close to having a deliverable weapon. As to Iraq, last November, Mr. Bush warned of consequences if Saddam Hussein did not allow weapons inspectors back into Iraq. But no consequences followed when Iraq defied what it called the arrogant demand. In his interview with NBC's Tom Brokaw last Wednesday, the president did not appear to be overly concerned. He said, "I don't feel the impatience that some might feel." But last night, presidential patience suddenly yielded to this: "I will not wait on events while dangers gather. I will not stand by as peril draws closer and closer." The chilling suggestion of impending action not only against terrorist bands, but against constituted governments, came as a surprise to observers. It had the effect, if not the purpose, of seizing headlines and diverting attention from more predictable issues like the budget deficit and the Enron scandal. But the suggestion of preemptive action against an ill-defined menace has political perils for the president. He may have painted himself into a corner where his prestige will suffer if he does not deliver. This is Daniel Shore.